What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Fabricated Podcast. I'm your host, Fabrice Fawanja, a.k.a. The GOAT, a.k.a. Mr. Too Tall, Too Fresh, Too Clean, Too Mean. And today marks a special episode, probably a new classic, as all the episodes, and I'm going to introduce the one and only Durant, the man, Tosa. Let him know what's your head is at, man. Let him know what's going on.
Hey, what's up, man? It's your boy, Durant, the man, you know. So, we're just here for... You know, special occasion, special podcast. We're gonna talk about a few interesting things. So,
talk your shit,
yes, sir.
We'll talk about so a few that's interesting what we're here things. For. Everything about this episode about to be live.
Hey, yeah,
I know for a fact. Yeah. I know the people that know is that they're looking at us like, oh shit, these two goons, these two goofies. You know, it's about to go down. But let them know where you from.
Cameroon.
Oh.
Cité de Palmier. That translates into City of Palms.
City of Palms.
Douala, Cameroon.
Hey, you know, I'm from Douala, Cameroon. Abona Musadi. It don't translate to nothing. But it go hard in there, you know the vibes. And so, yeah, man. I told them the story. I came in 09. They know I came in 09. You know, this is my dog from day one. So, you know what I'm saying? He already knows everything. But, you know, I came from 09. Let him know how you come up and stuff.
I came in year
last night.
20, fresh off the boat type shit. And then, I came in year 2012. So, I've been here about... No. I came here in 2010. Because I've been here for 10 years. Yeah, I've been here for about 10. So I came here around 2010.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And yeah. And how was that? How was the transition you feel like? Because I tell them, you know, transition to becoming American is kind of weird.
Becoming American, shit. Yeah, we're going to get straight to the point.
Oh, let them know.
Since we're going to get here, since we're going to talk about it, shit. It was cool. It was rough at first. Mm. But, you know, once you get used to the American way, you know, it gets smooth. Because, you know, it makes you, honestly for me, makes you lazy.
That's fine.
And, yeah, because shit in Cameroon, it's way different than here. You know, it's not the nicest. But, you know, you got to work hard for everything. And then here in America, you know, it's nice. It's nice going. But it's a little, it's easier.
It's not bad.
So, like, when we came here, but, you know, it's a little bit of a struggle, but actually, we just, like, the come up where we are now to where we was, like, I want to say, like, 5 years ago, it's we came
time.
Up, we came up hard.
It's
so, like, we just now, like, made it.
Yeah. So, like, that's what I try to tell them all the time, like, you know, the fact that I have a podcast and coming from where I'm from is kind of insane.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, though? And, you know, but, yeah, like, it's wild. I, first episode of podcast, I already tell people, you know, when I come to the States, people ask me where you from. I always rep Houston. You know what I'm saying? I always rep Houston.
Yeah.
What you claim?
Shit. I always tell them, you know, well, here at Texas Tech, I tell them, yeah, I'm from Houston, but I was born in Cameroon. Or something. Yeah. But people that know me from where I'm from, they know, like, if they ask me where I'm from, I'll tell them.
Ain't town, nigga.
I just like Cameroon straight up. City of Palms.
City of Palms, yeah.
City of Palms.
That's true. But yeah, welcome back to the podcast, guys. An introduction about my dog. Today we're gonna talk. Like I said, when the homies, what you gonna say? What you saying?
Oh no, I'm just listening to you.
I was saying we're gonna talk. You know, when the content and the people are as close as this. I didn't write a script for this one.
We're
not even freestyling at all. We're just gonna talk this shit.
We're just gonna talk this shit. Tell it like it is.
And what I'm gonna tell you, the problem is these bitches. That's the big problem.
They've been the problem.
I said like a couple episodes ago, I was saying, you know, it's hard to find a loyal girl out here.
It's probably like one of the hardest things to do.
Yeah.
It can start off good at first, but then eventually it's just like, I don't know, she shows. She shows a true color. She does or says something that just like fucks you up.
Low key,
it's crazy.
Because we both had like some interesting experiences, some sooner than others, and it's just like you know, we learn from that shit.
You know
what I'm saying?
Good times, bad times. Like, I mean, it was good time. It was bad
actually,
time.
Matter of fact, it was a great time. Yeah, in front, but you know what I'm saying. Now it's like, you know, back in that single life. You know what I'm saying? We working out every day. Getting our own games, you know. Yeah, of course, you know what I'm saying. You know, you miss a little old vibes, but it is what it is.
Yes, it is.
So, what you think it should look like moving forward for you? What you got going on?
Shit, what I got going on?
Shit, I'm just trying to finish school, honestly. Word. Trying to get this degree in engineering, mechanical engineering.
Oh, yeah.
After this, shit, I'll probably try to go for my master's and then a PhD.
Hey, let them know.
Gotta do something. Make your mark in this country, you know. Parents didn't come here so that, you know, like, for us to settle down for, like, you know, the first thing we get. So, you
slap
know,
the fuck out.
Gotta keep going, you know, while I'm young. I still got time, so I'm just, like, trying to go as far as I could.
Word up.
And, yeah, gotta make sure my family's straight, you know.
That's the key part, too, staying afloat while the struggle come, you know what I'm saying? Shit. It'd be like that.
What you got going on?
You know what I got going on, Lucky.
Oh, you got this podcast out here.
I got that podcast going on. You know, we live together. It's my roommate, you know what I'm saying? So, basically, whatever happens in the house is basically always known. So, I'm usually just chilling, you know what I'm saying? Working out every day. I'm getting swole, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to flex nothing. Like I said, we work in silence. You know how that shit go. You know, he laughing now because we got all these goddamn insiders for days. Yeah. So, you know... ain't shit going on, bro. I'm looking for a job. Y'all know me. Hey,
chilling.
Put the word out. Hey, chilling. Some of y'all that watching, bro, put me on the job. 15-hour minimum. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
put him on too. Shit.
Yeah. I could use a job, but yeah, you know, shit. Ain't shit else to do.
Low key.
Ain't shit else to do. Shit. I'm taking these summer classes, but I mean, it's cool. Word. I'm chilling now, but you know, it's gonna get real here pretty soon.
Shit,
our first exam tomorrow, so shit, wish me luck.
Wish me luck. They gonna wish you. Right.
But anyway,
let them know what's on your mind right now.
Shit, man, too much. I don't even know where to start.
Throw a word out.
Man, I don't even know.
All I'm on my mind is bitches.
Bitches? Yeah. Okay, let's talk about bitches then. So, okay. I would like to know, what's the secret to, like, actually making the woman happy? There's things we know, but, like, it's never, you know, enough. Or it'll never be satisfied. So, you know, what exactly it is that a woman actually looks for or wants.
You know what you just made me realize?
Huh.
No matter what the situation is, as a guy, no matter what you provide, a woman always has a counter for. If you provide too much, the woman gets bored of that.
Yeah.
If you provide too little, she might like it.
Yeah.
But then it's not enough and she'll bounce.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you provide different, she might want normal. If you provide normal, she'll then want different.
So do you think that the problem is money, like the being able to provide part, is that the secret?
Low key.
Because I don't mind providing. Like, I'm a great provider. Because how much? What is it? Like, how much is too much and how much is too little?
It's not enough. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. So it's.
You know. Let's say you are what you are. You got bread, right? And let's say you dating an old girl. Let's say you dating an old girl or a shorty or something, right? You say you dating, right?
Uh-huh.
Just in general, it's a random girl. Let's say you provide anything, right?
Anything she wants.
Not even anything she wants. Let's say y'all just dating everything, right? And then a month you buy her like Chanel purse.
What?
Next month you buy her like Prada purse, right? And next month you buy her like new shoes, new heels, and then the next month you buy her like a new car or some shit like that. And it's like a constant gift of the notion of like, you know, something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that if you do that, as long as you keep doing that in that time frame, every month, every other month, once a trimester type shit, do you think that she will stay with you forever because she knows that you provide the same shit?
I don't know if she'll stay with you, but I know she'll eventually get bored because your relationship is just based on things you're buying.
Okay. Then let me give her something once a year.
Once a year. Oh, no. Once a year?
She'll definitely be more.
You see the problem? Once a year? That'll be way too little. Like, right. even I would see that. I'd be like, once a year, you know, for her birthday or some shit. You gotta be spontaneous. Like, you're gonna, you know, do something nice, like take her out or like take her on a date somewhere. Mm. maybe like once a month. Not buy her something, but I just take her out somewhere. Take a vacation, every year. Buy her something every year.
Damn, so.
Yeah, because you know, she got birthdays. They got birthdays. They got birthdays. Bitches got birthdays. So yeah. You got to. That's tough. I didn't even say bitches. He's gonna, the subject is bitches, yeah. So we're going to talk. Yeah. You know, bitches got birthdays.
B-O-B.
Bitches got birthdays. So, you know, you got to buy something at least once a year.
That's a fact.
That is anniversaries. And then there's Valentine's Day.
It's National Sex Day. That's National Boyfriend and Girlfriend Day. Two of them each.
Yeah.
Think about that.
But the thing is, you for those other days, like besides her birthday, you can just like take her out or like do something special. Like for Valentine's Day, it was like what? Chocolate, flowers, teddy bear,
word,
a nice dinner,
word,
and then you know, hopefully. And they sex room.
Oh my god. Okay, all I heard was money though. Yeah. Except for the sex part. But that you basically paid for that.
Yeah, you are, but you'll get it back.
You gonna get it back?
Yeah, my foot. Well,
it comes in with pleasure.
What do girls do on Valentine's Day? Just receive.
Let me ask.
Is that what it is?
What nigga you know ever received something?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Not me.
Not even a car.
Yeah, like, I didn't even get it. I showed you know what I got for Valentine's Day. I remember.
That's not what I'm trying to get to. What do men get on Valentine's Day? I don't think we get anything because it's a thing to like show your woman you love her.
Right.
So it's just a day for a guy to spend.
What you gonna get? A toolbox.
that's like a Father's Day type shit.
Yeah.
What you get is the satisfaction that she's happy.
Yeah,
I think that's the only thing. That's the best thing you can ask.
What you gotta do it again on her birthday. You gotta do it again on National Boyfriend and Girlfriend Day. You gotta do it again spontaneously. Today, even just to. Date a girl, you gotta spend bread.
Oh yeah, nah. There's no love without money. No money, no honey. That's a cold.
That's a slow cold line. Low key.
That's a cold line.
No honey, bro. If you're enjoying the podcast, Fabricated Podcast, and you would like to support, please show your support. On whatever platform you're listening to, if you go to the main description, there will be a link. It'll take you to the Anchor website of the podcast. You can support through there. I believe there's three payment options of what you would like to donate. Of course, you don't have to donate if you don't want to, but it definitely helps because I do try and pull out the highest quality content as I can. I do work for your heart. I work hard so you guys don't really have to. So if you'd like to support the podcast, go ahead. But with that said, thank you guys for tuning in. Let's get back into the podcast main episode.
But yeah, and then the next one is happy wife, happy life.
That's facts.
But first, you gotta find a wife. You can't just wife anyone. No,
right.
You gotta find a real woman.
You know how hard it is to find a real woman. Oh my god.
What's a real woman to you?
What's a real woman to me? I wish I had a list for that. Okay, so let me start off. A real woman to me.
Get like three qualifications.
I'm gonna get like 10. Oh, okay, all right, fuck it. A real woman to you will look at you and she will be able to put you in your place instantly and miserably.
Okay.
But you're able to do vice versa, but not to the extent that she can. I told you this the other day. I said, a good woman, women are like lubrication for your gears as a man.
Yeah.
The better the woman, the better the lubricant,
yeah.
And essentially the better the man. That's how that works. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so, basically, you got to find that good-ass lubrication, you know what I'm saying? You got to go to AutoZone for that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? You can't just go to Walmart and find one of them. You got to go to AutoZone or the lot, but, you know, that's two. Third, you gotta be a great mom. You know the mom qualities when you see them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she don't need excuses. She don't need reason.
loving,
like cooking. Cooking, you know what I'm saying? She don't like to spend money like that. Responsible, independent, mm-hmm. well-made. I can go on for days.
Yeah.
But what's a real woman to you? That's the real question. I'm trying to see where your mind at.
My mind at? Shit. I don't know. A real woman, she got to be able to... She supports you and elevates you, and she'll bring you up when you're feeling down. And she gotta be able to take care of you just like she would a child, you know? Because, like, it essentially, that's what we look for in women, is, like, someone that'll cheer like our mothers did. Like, as a man, like, you know, somebody that'll love you as much as your mom did. I might say Monfrey a lot.
Yeah, we speak French. You know the vibes, Monfrey
is my brother. Yeah.
That's how you know we close like that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? No one will ever love you as much as your mom. Yeah. So, like, I think that's what, like, us men, we look for. And, like, it's like a woman that will love you
Shout out moms, man. Shout out his mom. Yeah. Shout out your mom.
My mom, the hardest, man. That woman, Celine, too. Some straight out the bayou. Straight out the mud. I ain't talking about no cleats.
I'm dead.
Oh, yeah. But no, for real.
That's a fact. I agree with you on that.
Yeah. And,
you
know, shout out my mom.
Yeah, shout out moms, man. They literally blood, sweat, and tears to bake us.
Yeah, that's why I celebrate. I celebrate moms, Mother's Day every year.
Matter of fact, tell them what you got your mom this Mother's Day, man.
Oh, man. Mother's Day, nah. Man, women are special for real. Yeah. Let me say so.
Yeah.
Okay, but Mother's Day was, it's in May, right? Mm-hmm. And but my mother's birthday is in May. That's two gifts right there. But now,
low key.
Mother's Day, I got her cake for Mother's Day, and for her birthday, I got her some Retro Fours, some Jordan Retro Fours.
Just like that.
She love them hoes. Oh yeah, I've been working all day. Nah, man, I ain't got bank like that.
Ain't shorty just bank like that.
Nah, man. you gonna try to get them for my pockets.
Hey, look,
you don't come in for my pocket. But yeah, nah, for her birthday, I got the Jordan Fours. She had showed me the picture, man. My mom. She cool. She funny. So, like, I remember sometimes we'll go shopping and we'll go to, like, a store.
Word.
Like, it'll be like a store with purses. You know, I'm not going to say the brand, but anyway, she'll look at me and say, this is what I want for my birthday. Them purses be like $1,000-something. Yep. I'm talking about, mom, what are you talking about? Hey, I'm like, okay, yeah, you want that for your birthday? Okay, all that's right. Cool. I want a Hellcat for my birthday, but you that. But you know, she's funny. Like, me and my mom, we cool. Yeah, she be joking. She knows I'm not gonna get her.
Low key moms do that all the time.
Yeah, a purse like $1,200.
That's what it'll hit to, like, August.
Like, what the hell? What they make this out of? Like,
snake skin or something?
Fuck that.
You know, it's especially hard. It's really hard. And shout out to mom, though, because, you know, there's even if you bought him that $1,000 purse.
Yeah,
that person will not even amount to anything that she's done back to you.
It's fine, but she knows she's just playing with me. Like, no, if I could, I'd buy my mom. I'd buy her a whole new house if she wanted to. I'd buy her any car, but, like, you know, that's what we're trying to do. Like, we're just trying to make it, like, that we could spoil our parents, spoil our moms, especially our moms, you know, every nigga when they make it, they spoil their moms first, buy him a car, and then you spoil your pops, and then they spoil your pops for pops is important.
Shout out to pops. Cool. Pops made us out the mud.
Pops is a hard worker.
Pops is hard worker. That's how we hard work.
All Afghan's dads do is work. That's all they do.
Okay. And they like that. Like, they thoroughly want to do that for the rest of their lives.
That's all they like to do is work.
That's kind of insane.
They gotta provide. That's how I get my sense of pride from. Like, my dad, he got a whole lot of pride.
So you got to.
Yeah, all he does is work.
That's crazy, bro. We're already 19 minutes, bro. Think about that. That's insane. Yeah. We got a lot. What? It might be 2-part series 3.
Ah, shit. Shit, we're gonna get one. Sequel after sequel.
Hell yeah.
So we're talking about
women. Not bitches, women.
Women.
Or girls, we should say women. But yeah, no, other than that, that's my qualities in a woman.
Mm-hmm.
They say, like, love them as much as your mom does.
Love you as much as your mom does. And I mean, that's three qualities. I said
love you as much as your mom does. And then you said able to hold you down.
Support and elevate you. And it'll bring you up when you're down. Yeah. You know, like, she knows, like, you know, when you're doing wrong, and like she'll get on you, like just like your mom would. Yeah. You know.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, that's your three.
Yeah, that's three. Like support and elevate you, bring you up when you're down, and love you like your mom would love you.
All right. What's your honorable mention if you had one?
Thank you.
Like a big. No, like what's your honorable mention? Like qualification if you want to add another one. That's not actually for four.
Oh, four. Oh, yeah,
shit. That's for four.
So I got to add another one.
Yeah,
add another one. Add another qualification.
Because these girls not satisfied with those three.
Oh.
Girls always want to hear some other shit.
Oh, shit.
Ain't that right, Lee?
I mean, shit. In a wife, right? We're looking like qualification in a wife. I guess loyalty would be the woman biggest too. Thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'd rather have loyalty than love, because love really don't be jacked.
You know
the vibes. Shout out 21.
21 Savage will say, yeah, for real. But, yeah.
That's facts,
that'll probably be the biggest one.
That's facts, man.
Yeah. I don't even name that first.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I must be high. I don't know.
I must be high.
But, yeah.
So let's turn this feisty then. Top three type of women, go.
Top three type.
You love them all.
Top three. I gotta say I love them all. Cause well okay first of all like
that's a trick question.
You can't say you want a beauty, you know, you always say here's people say you want a beautiful woman, but like to me everybody's beautiful until they show me
that they're fucking ugly
yeah that's the thing, like so like, you know, like in a woman I just look like somebody they gotta be funny, cause me I'm a funny guy. I like to joke around a lot.
Yeah, word.
So
word.
Like you gotta have like a good sense of humor.
Word.
You have to cook. Nah, you know what? I put cook in it. I'm put cook
you gotta,
on top.
You gotta cook.
I'm gonna put cook on the top because like I like to eat. And sense of humor will be second. And shit, I'll say loyalty again.
Here's my thing on that, the cooking thing, right?
Yeah.
I don't mind if you can't cook. It's not a problem. If you can raise some hot dogs here and there, that's cool. Mm-hmm. If you gotta put it in the microwave, that's fine. You can order pizza though. That's cool too. We can eat that together, watch Netflix. That's not a problem, right? My thing is, right, I'm willing to actually work hard, like super hard, and maintain the both of us, even if you're not working. So at least when you're at the crib and not just eating all my bills, make the damn, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Stir the pot or something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's my thing. But I don't mind it if you ain't. You know, I still come and love you. Yeah. But, you know, I'll be starving when I do it. You know
that's what we strive for, right? Like, to be able to, like, provide for the family so much that our women don't even need to
work.
That's what I strive for.
Yeah.
So you know, if I get that, that's great. But like you know, but I know my job, the job that I'm gonna get is at least gonna support. It's gonna be good for the whole family. So like, if you can't work, you gonna work. Well, but me, I know that
you gonna work.
Me, I know that when I work, you know, it's gonna be for everyone.
Work.
Yeah, it's gonna be for everyone. That means. Me, you, and our future kids.
Everybody eats.
Yeah, everybody eats. That's my motto. Everybody eats.
I gotta respect that. And it's the same here, but to an extent. Yeah, that's cap. That's mad cap. Yeah.
I mean, because that's how I see my parents do it.
They have like
a struggling marriage, but like who doesn't though? You be together like 20.
It's never
50-50. Yeah, it's never always gonna like work out. You know, Disney Channel talking about some happy ever after. It's not always, you know, it doesn't always go
like that.
Yeah, it doesn't always go like that. But, you know, eventually after, in a marriage, y'all gonna, like, bump heads and shit. And it's gonna be up and downs. But
well, you got to.
Yeah, but I'm sure most of us I've seen in our parents. I know my parents, you know, they got their issues. Mm-hmm. But that's between them too.
We got our own issues to deal with.
Yeah, exactly.
Right now, school and shit, you know.
Yeah. Hey, man. Yeah, school is a bitch.
Man, what?
How you gonna get out of school in debt? Like,
isn't that crazy?
But,
no, that's a whole different topic.
That's a whole different topic. Sure. Yeah, I'm with you on the cookie thing. Like, she doesn't necessarily have to cook. It's just that I like food.
No, it's like in a resume where it'd be like, so says degree preferable but not required.
Right, right. There you go. Yeah, yeah. It's preferable, but you know you don't have to. But I find that to be a very, you know, attractive quality.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah.
What? You can feed me and feed me? Nah, man.
Oh.
Oh,
Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, this is about to be PG-19. Oh, Lord. Yeah,
nah,
Lord.
Nah, we, I'm done with that bitch. But yeah, nah.
But yeah.
Cooking is very attractive quality.
Bro, I agree with that.
So is loyalty.
Oh, yeah.
You know, one of them girls that, like, when they have a man, you can't speak to them. Because, you know, they just love that man that much. I'm like, damn.
Those women because yeah. Those are hard to find. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I have a, like the one that you pull up on them, they be like, hey, what's up, shorty? The first thing they say is, I have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then in your mind, you're like, well, soccer has a goalie, but you can still score, but she going to save all of them.
Yeah.
I guarantee you.
I saw a meme. It'd be like, it was like, girls be like, shoot that shot, but then they get to playing D1 defense and shit.
I saw that.
I'm like, but yeah.
And so, it's the same thing, low key. You know, one of the biggest things I was taught is that if it was easy to acquire, it's never good.
True.
Yeah. Like I said, yeah. You know, good things last long. All right, good things last long. Easy things fade away easy.
Mm-hmm.
Or fade away fast.
That makes sense, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so, it's like, if you ain't put your whole dick and balls into acquiring that thing.
Thank you.
Especially if you didn't pull your heart out to acquire for it, then there's no point it ain't gonna last long.
I'm willing to work hard. I'm a hard worker.
Yeah.
I do everything I do is to the best of my ability.
Word.
So, same with women. Like, if I say I like you, if I say I love you, then I'm gonna work
I love
hard.
You.
I'm gonna do everything in my power to show you that, what? You know, you're taken care of. You're in good hands.
You're well endowed.
Better than Allstate. You're in better hands than Allstate.
Thank you guys for tuning in to this week's Fabricated Podcast. This was only part one of a two-part series podcast episode. So, the next episode will probably be on like next week. So y'all stay tuned for that. But in other news, Black Lives Matter. Peace out.